tournament championship, going 4-0. Mercer County coming in at 1-3, playing a little bit better their last two games in Orion than they did their first two. We'll talk about that here in the pregame show. I'm Sean Temple, filling in for Jeff Thompson out of town for the night, so I get to hopefully be a part of history. Joining me tonight, my old football partner, Mr. Mitch McVay. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing excellent. It's always a good day when I can be back up here with you, Sean, and I'm excited to finally get some basketball under my belt, and it couldn't have come for a better night with Coach Grant going for the big milestone.
Possibly 400 wins in head coach Chuck Grant's career at Monmouth Roseville. We don't want to jinx him, so we will we'll hold that off till after that ball game's over, but we'll talk about it a little bit throughout the night. Monmouth Roseville coming in 4-0, playing good basketball in Orion. Had a squeaker in their first game with Alleman, overtime 63-62, and then pretty much had their way with it the next two ball games against Prophetstown, a 57-45 win, Princeton, a 67-42 win, and then had a little trouble with hometown Orion. They always have trouble with Orion at Orion.
Yeah, Orion's always going to be a tough game for the Titans. I think what stood out to me the most from their performance, although I didn't get to see any of it, just looking at the numbers, is the play of Nick Kelly so far this year. It's important in basketball to have a great point guard, and I think Coach Grant's got a good one here in Nick Kelly.
Nick Kelly, in his first start as a varsity player against Alleman, I think he had 21, I think, in the opening night against Alleman, made the all-tournament team in Orion, and that's a tough team to make. There's seven teams that participate. They only choose five, which is odd. A five-man all-tournament team for seven teams, and Nick Kelly made it, averaging 17 points a ball game. And more than points, he is really running the show well for Coach Grant.
Yeah, absolutely. In a Coach Grant offense, it's always important to have someone who can distribute the ball. There's going to be a lot of ball movement, and I think Nick Kelly's doing a great job so far this year. I can't wait to see what he does tonight.
Yeah, he's been coming in. We thought that the Twin Towers, I've been calling them anyway, Jordan Sheik and Jared Kirby, were going to be the kind of the focal point. And Nick Kelly kind of came out of nowhere. Coach Grant, like you said, has always had a good point guard in the system to run his offense, and it's been pretty guard-oriented. I thought for sure the Twin Towers, Cheek and Kirby, would be the two guys to carry. And it's early. It still might be that way, but I'll tell you what a guy to lean on is Nick Kelly.
Yeah, having a great point guard makes it easy to play well in the post. And this will be a little different. I've never seen a Titans basketball team that plays from the inside out, so this should be a little interesting, seeing what the big man could do for the Titans.
I caught their game on Saturday night against Orion. First three ball games I heard on the radio here on Prairie Radio Sports Network. They sounded like they played well anyway, and then I got to see them play pretty well on Saturday night. I got a chance to talk to head coach Chuck Grant. We'll be back here on the Office Specialist pregame show, brought to you by Office Specialist with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your business. Office Specialist online at osi.biz. Mitch and I broadcasting from the Vic Roy's Furniture Broadcast booth. And we'll be back with the John Ferguson of State Farm pregame coaches interview after a word from our sponsors right here on Sunny 97.7 WMOI.
Welcome back to the Office Specialist pregame show here on Sunny 97.7. It's time for our pregame coaches interview. Joining me, I have head coach of the Monmouth Roseville Titans, Mr. Chuck Grant. Coach, congratulations on your four wins at the Orion Tip-Off Classic, which made you Orion Tip-Off Classic champions. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sean. You know, I thought at times we played really well out there, you know. So, I mean, you know, getting the wins is nice and fun early in the year and certainly better than the alternative, but especially nice when you can win and feel like you played well. And I did feel that way quite a bit up there.
I was busy all week doing some other games, but I did get a chance to catch the entire game on Saturday night. What a nice game against Orion. Didn't start very well, but I think in hindsight, or at least going into the game, I think you wanted your ball club pushed a little bit.
Yeah, we do. And I mean, and that's the reality of it. I mean, we're not a team that's going to come out and overwhelm people every night. You know, I mean, I just don't feel like we have that kind of personnel, but we do have people who can come out and beat you every night, you know. And I think it's one of the things that we're trying to impress upon the guys that, you know, the reality is that to be a great club, you got to grind every night. And every night's going to be, a challenge in its own way. Orion, the other night, you know, those kids came out and just shot the lights. We were maybe a step slow defensively, but, you know, to their credit, man, they ran their offense well. They made some shots and kind of got it going and forced us to, you know, dig down a little bit. And I think that's, for this club to be successful, that's what we'll have to do from the opening tip-off every night.
Yeah, you touched on it in the post-game show with Jeff Thompson. No slight at all to any of your previous ball clubs, but this seems like it's got a little bit of toughness, a little bit of chip on their shoulder.
I would agree with that, and I think that you know, like I said, we've had, and I would say we've had wonderful kids over the last 10-15 years. You know, and you know, sometimes you want them to not be so wonderful,
right.
and you know, to be a little competitive, and we've had some instances where maybe that didn't come out on the floor. But you know, yeah, this team, you know, we don't seem to back down, and we didn't back down to Dolleman when they came storming back. You know, we did a nice job of finishing that game, and you know, hopefully we can keep it going. And I mean, the more you start winning games like that, you know, it's contagious that way, just the way it is the other way, that you start dropping games and you kind of feel like you're going to start dropping games. So hopefully we're getting the confidence that, you know, if we do things the right way and go at it for 32, we'll get a win.
Nick Kelly had a fantastic tournament, placed on the all-tournament team, but he was just one of a number of kids that played well for you over the weekend. I really liked the two posts. I really liked Jared Kirby and also Jordan Cheek. It's about time we've had at least two in the program. We've had one at times, obviously, with some height and some talent. It's nice to have two on the floor.
It is, you know, and you know, to start with Nick, I mean, he just really, like you said, he had a terrific week. I mean, you know, he ran the team like a veteran. You know, he didn't turn it over. I think maybe he had three or four turnovers for the weekend, maybe a few more, but not many. And he defended, and plus he scored. You know, I mean, that's quite a week. And then, you know, we honestly, a couple of games that we broke open were because we were able to take control of the middle third of the floor of our high-low game. And whether it be Jordan or Curbs, I mean, they both did a great job. You know, one night Curbs had 21 points and 16 rebounds. One night, Jordan had 22 points and 15 boards. So, you know, those are pretty good numbers. And when you've got a couple kids that are capable of those kind of numbers, you know, I mean, you have an opportunity to control the rim, and that is a nice thing to have. And at times we have had, and at times we haven't. So, hopefully we can continue that. We've got some kids off the bench playing, you know, post players off the bench that are going to get better too as they get along. I mean, Brady Moorfield, I feel good about Brady. He's got to figure out that step up to the varsity level. You know, it's just a little quicker, and you know, he'll get there. I think we're going to be pretty deep there when it all settles.
Dakota Welsh, maybe the X factor so far.
Yeah, you know, and you feel good about that kid for him, because
great,
you know,
story.
He was out with the ACL tear all last year and was his team's biggest fan. And, you know, he just kept working hard, get back. He may not be as quick as he was before the injury, but he's extremely solid. He's becoming our lockup defender. And, you know, he's just kind of cool under pressure. So, yeah, it's I like the mix, and you know, we haven't got Indy on track. Indy had a first half where he hit some shots against Allman, but you know, his three ball hasn't been going. It's going to come, but we've been pleased with his overall game. He's attacking the rim more. He's defensively, he's got a better grasp of it, and so we got the makings of a nice club. We just got to keep plugging away. It's a long season.
Tonight, Mercer County, you got to see a lot of them over the week in the Orion Tip-Off Classic. What'd you see out of the Golden Eagles?
Well, I tell you what, they're going to play extremely hard, and they're athletic, and I'm sure were not happy the way they came out of that tournament. I know the coach hadn't expected a little bit more out of the win side of it, but with the exception of the Element game, which they just got kind of snowballed early, they played really well up there. I mean, Orion got them on that first night, which, you know, that's a 50-50 night on that first game. You know, who knows what's going to happen. I know they really took care of Erie on the second night. It looked really good doing it. I mean, they're gonna play their hearts out, and they're gonna run their five out. I mean, the two best five out coaches around are Coach Hutton and Coach Pinkston. You know, nobody teaches that five out as good as those two guys. So, you know, we're gonna have to be precise and defensively and stopping the ball and recovering to the shooters. And And they always play us well. And especially, it doesn't matter whether it's in Alito or in Monmouth, you know, over the years, they've always played us well. We've got the upper hand, you know, most of the time, but it's never easy.
Yeah, A-Town, Mercer County, the two clubs have just played us so well. Even in the really, really, really good years, they always both played us pretty well.
Yeah, they did, you know, and that's fine. I mean, because like I said, I stress to the guys all the time, that's the reality. You know, it's the reality of playing at a varsity level. You know, you don't expect to you know, you don't expect to go out and get, you know, 15 easy wins or 18 easy wins. You expect to have to go out and roll your sleeves up and go get them. And, you know, that, and the great thing about that, it just makes you better. I mean, and, you know, you end up kind of being where you are, you know, as far as, you know, sometimes teams will say, well, I think we're better than our X amount of wins. Well, you, in the end, you're probably what you are, you know. So if you go out there and you get it on with good teams night in and night out and you have 15 wins, you're probably a 50-win club. But if you do the same thing, you get 25, you're a 25-win club. You know, there, and sometimes, Sean, there's a fine line in between that. So, you know, we've had things break our way early on, you know, in some games that we're in the balance early, and we just got to keep plugging away because that's the way we'll be successful. Is we just got to stick with it and grind it for 32 minutes every night, and if we can do that, I think it's going to be a fun club.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. I hope we get to talk about some kind of milestone at the end. We won't even bring it up. Told you I wouldn't, so good luck tonight.
Well, you kind of did, but that's
right. I'm not going to mention I'm not going to mention what it is. No, I think the folks know.
That's okay. Hopefully we don't jinx it. You bet. It's my pleasure. Thanks, Sean.
You bet. Head coach Chuck Grant with the Monmouth Roseville Titans right here on the Office Specialist pregame show. We'll be back with our starting lineups. We'll have all kinds of pregame analysis still to go right here on Sunday 97.7 WMOY.
Welcome back to Mercer County High School in Aledo. That's going to do it for our Office Specialist pregame show. Also, duly noted that our John Ferguson of State Farm pregame coaches interviews. John Ferguson of State Farm on the square in Monmouth, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Again, Mitch McMay and I broadcasting from the Vic Roy's Furniture broadcast booth. And that will do it for our Office Specialist pregame show with locations in Guilford and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your office. Office Specialist online at OSI.biz. Let's get your McDonald's starting lineups courtesy of your Monmouth area McDonald's. Stop by your Monmouth McDonald's and enjoy one of the best salads in town. First for the Mercer County Golden Eagles, Ben Nichols, a 6-foot senior. Also Anthony Ruggles, a 5-foot-10 junior. Jaden Della, a 6-foot-2 junior. Jordan Metcalf, a 6-foot-7 junior. And Quentin King, a 5-foot-10 junior. For the Monmouth Roseville Titans, same starting lineup they've been using. I guess if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Absolutely. It looks like they had it going down in Orient, so I wouldn't expect any change to come to that anytime soon.
Dakota Welsh, a 6-foot senior. Nick Kelly, a 5-foot-8 junior. Braden Reese, a 5-foot-8 senior. Jordan Cheat, a 6-foot-5 junior. And Jared Kirby, a 6-foot-5 senior. Your referees tonight, sponsored by Drs. Disson and Doyle. Take a look at our referees for tonight's game, which are brought to you by Drs. Disson and Doyle in Monmouth and Aledo. Make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Drs. Disson and Doyle. We have Marty Flaherty and also Randy Hollerud, and I didn't get to send him the third gentleman's name. I've seen him around, but Marty Flaherty here, the coaches better be minding their P's and Q's.
Yeah, they could get teed up early in this one. He doesn't take any from any of the coaches.
If we are underway, ball is loose after the tip. Mama Roseville will come up with it. Nice pass from Braden Reese. Nick Kelly for the bucket.
Yeah, they've got it going in transition early. That was a beautiful play coming off by a mixed play ball by the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, it looked like the Eagles rolled the tip and then lost the handle of the ball. It was loose on the floor. Now a steal by Braden Reese in the backcourt. Stolen back by Anthony Ruggles. He'll take it in. Layup no good, but the tip is good by 6'7" Jordan Metcalf. Wow, he was way above the rim on that one.
Yeah, he's going to come into play, and he definitely has a high advantage down low. Although we've got the twin counters, as you called them earlier. Let's see what the rebounding battle's like.
Nick Kelly throws the ball away. Good pass up the floor. Couldn't handle his Jaden Dellis. Now a walk as Quentin King got his feet set at the three-point line, ready to take a shot. Shuffled before he could get the shot off, and then he tightened basketball. 2-2 with 7:15 to go. Kelly running the point against this man-to-man all defense by Mercer County. Motion offense by Monmouth Roseville. Be interesting to see how they do against the man-to-man. Seen a lot of zone in Orion this tournament. Shot no good by Kirby. Rebounded by the Eagles. That's Ben Nichols running the point quickly up the floor in the corner. Left corner to Quentin King. Left wing to Jaden Dellis. Now back to King in the corner. Top of the key, Anthony Ruggles. Cut off nicely by Braden Reese before he could get in the lane. Patience shown by Mercer County. They'll reset. Quentin King dribbles to the top of the key. And a new set by the Eagles. Man-to-man defense by Monmouth Roseville. Stolen away by Nick Kelly. Got a 2-on-1. He'll take it all the way to the hoop. Left-handed layup is good. 4-2 Titans. In transition comes Mercer County. 5:20 to go first period. 6:20 to go, not 5:20. We got a light out on one of these scoreboards. Kind of fooled me there. Left wing. 3-point fake by Ben Nichols. Now he'll fire one up. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by the Titans. That's Dakota Welsh. To Kelly, back to Welsh. Quickly up the floor come the Titans. Then into the post to Kirby. Back out to Welsh. Dribbles in the lane. Kicks to the corner to Kelly. Right corner three-pointer on the way. No good. Kirby with the backside rebound. Pushed off.
Yeah, they're just got caught in bad position. Did Jarrett Kirby, and just committed a bonehead foul there. Hopefully he doesn't do that too often.
It's the Twin Towers. Jarrett Cheek, Jordan Kirby, it doesn't matter.
Eventually I'll get their name right.
4-2 tight. Mercer County basketball with 5:45 to go, first period. And thrown away as a wing-to-wing pass from Quentin King to Jordan Metcalf. Metcalf was too high for even the 6'7" Metcalf.
Yeah, it's hard to overthrow him, but Quentin King found a way to do it there.
Kelly swings wing-to-wing to Reese. Top of the key to Welsh. Now back to Kelly on the right wing. Top of the key, Welsh. Looks like Mercer County has dropped back into the 2-3 zone now. They feed the post. That's cheap. And he lowered his shoulder. Knocks over Jaden Dellett, and that'll be a charging foul on Cheek.
A rough start for the Twin Towers down low as they've been called for a couple of fouls here. And they may have their hands full with the big guy, the Metcalf, down low.
Mercer County played really well last couple ball games. Now a foul away from the ball. It's going to be an illegal screen. It is. It's going to go on Jaden Dellett. Boy, they are really watching that close in high school basketball the last couple of years.
I think that could be a byproduct of what we see in the NBA with all the pick-and-roll offense ran by the Golden State Warriors. They're going to look for that at the high school level.
Titan basketball, 4-2 lead, 5 minutes to go. Kelly DeReese, he'll fire a three from the right wing. Can't get it to go. Struggled with his shot in Orion, but it's only a matter of time before the redhead gets a shot going. Left wing quickly moved around the arc. Open three by Quentin King. Back iron no good. Rebounded by Cheek to Kelly over the timeline. No numbers, so Nick will back it back out. Reese, top of the key. Back to Kelly. Wasn't looking. Throws it away. Boy, Titans a little discombobulated right now.
Yeah, they look a little sloppy coming out early in this game. But I'm sure with Coach Grant knowing him that he'll get cleaned up before too long.
He's going to check in Austin Hammond at the bench. He'll come in the next dead ball. Fed at the free throw line to Metcalf. Defended well by Kirby. Left wing, Della. Tries to drive. Cut off nicely by some help defense by the Titans. Jumper on the way. Uses all the iron and no good by Metcalf. Rebounded by Cheek. To Welsh. Kelly right wing. Feeds to Kirby. Nice entry pass. Can't make the shot. Cheek to clean up on the backside. No good. Kirby getting the ball. No good. And Cheek gets another shot at it. Four looks within 3 feet. No good for the Titans. In transition, we got a charge as Ben Nichols runs right into Nick Kelly, and he stood his ground and took the charge.
And that's one of those things, though, with the way the game's playing out so far, the momentum has all been for Mercer County. And a play like that, smart defensive play by Nick Kelly, could shift the momentum a bit. Let's see if the Titans can capitalize by scoring on this possession.
Looked like Kelly might have been a little deep, but no half circle there under the hoop like in the college and the pro game. I don't think it'll be long before they get it. Top of the key to Cheek. To Welsh, back to Cheek. He'll take a long two from inside the three-point line in the left wing. No good. And Metcalf gets the rebound. We'll see who they get the foul on. That's going to go on Kirby. That's two on Jared Kirby.
Yeah, you don't want Kirby getting his foul trouble early. He's been a huge part of this offense so far. So let's see how they respond without him.
Austin Hammond in the ball game. Also, Ethan Sikorsky will check in for Kirby. So on the floor for the Titans, Nick Kelly, Jordan Cheek, Ethan Sikorsky, Austin Hammond, Dakota Welsh. Starters on the floor for the Golden Eagles. Rashawn King has checked in. And another turnover. Teams are kind of exchanging turnovers here in the first four-plus minutes.
It's been a sloppy start so far, which is good for the Titans. Because had Mercer County came out clicking on all cylinders, they could be in trouble early.
We're still at 4-2 here with 3:20 to go, Titan basketball. Left wing Reese swings it to Kelly, who'll drive baseline, cut off by King. Reese will get to the free throw line, rises up with a jumper, no good. Rebounded by Cheek, no good. Might have been tipped from behind. Gets his own rebound and puts it in. Good hard work from Jordan Cheek. 6-2 Titans. 3 minutes to go, first period. Ben Nichols, top of the key. Got Kelly guarding him. Fakes a three. Left wing to Rashawn King. In the lane. Tipped away by Sikorsky as the big 6'7" Jordan Metcalf tried to take a baby hook. Defended well by Ethan Sikorsky on the 6'7" King.
Of course, he's playing well on defense and checking in. He's going to bring a lot of muscle to this Titan lineup and do the dirty work down low.
Dakota Welsh from the top of the key, three-pointer. And a timeout will be taken by head coach Brian Hutton of the Mercer County Golden Eagles. This is going to be a Tinkham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com. We'll keep it here. It is 9-2. Monmouth Roseville leading Mercer County here with 2:26 to go. Your observations here, 5.5 minutes into the ballgame.
I would say even though Metcalf is the tallest player on the floor by a couple of inches, he's getting out-muscled by the big Monmouth Roseville. Of course, he's doing a great job on the defense in the game, as well as Kirby and Cheek. So even though Monmouth Roseville has the height disadvantage, they're just out-muscling him down low.
Yeah, with the I personally will take 2.65s over 1.67 any day. Unless
that's
6'7" is, you know, well, like NBA-type talent, then I'll take that 6'7 guy all night long. We're back underway following the second Electric timeout. The right wing is Metcalf. Swings it in the corner to Rashawn King. He'll drive baseline on Reese. Little drop pass thrown away. Ends up at the top of the key to Ben Nichols. His shot no good. Tips out of bounds. It'll be Titan basketball. Both teams getting open looks. Just having a hard time finding the bottom of the basket.
Yeah, and what I've noticed about Mercer County's offense so far, they're using Metcalf more around the elbows, which is surprising given his height advantage. So he's not being in position to get these rebounds.
Titan swinging all there on the top of the key. Kelly ends up with it. Drive, step back, long two on the rain and short. Rebounded by Rashawn King, 6-foot freshman. With the basketball up top is Ben Nichols. To King on the right wing, swinging all the way around to Quentin King on the left wing. Rashawn travels as he went to make a move to get himself into the lane. One step too many before he put the ball on the deck.
I think that's a situation there where you can tell he is a freshman, as you just mentioned. Just a little too excited to get going.
9-2. Titan defense holding the Golden Eagles to 2 points, but I'm not sure if it's for the Titan defense or Mercer County holding themselves to 2 points in this first period. Reese, top of the key. Left wing, Welsh. Sikorsky posting up, gets the ball down low. Takes it up strong, scores. Good move, Ethan Sikorsky.
And that's what you want to see. That was a fundamental play, a nice drop step like they teach you when you're growing up.
Quickly down the floor come the Golden Eagles. They get it to Jeff Garrett, who's in the ballgame now. And as he goes up.
Jump ball.
Jump ball. Good. Another good defensive play that time by Ethan Sikorsky, providing some good minutes with Jared Kirby on the bench with 2 fouls.
And you're going to need him to step up with Curry in foul trouble.
1:09 to go. Titan basketball, a 9-point lead, 11-2. Kelly, top of the key, swings it to Reese. Reese picks up his dribble. To Welsh, passes up a three. Might have been a little deep. Kelly in the corner to Reese. Sikorsky on the block. They double down on Sikorsky, kicks it back out. Good inside-out game for Monmouth Roseville. Titans ends up with Kelly. Free ball from the corner, no good. Backside rebound, Rashawn King. Here come the Golden Eagles. Fake of a three by Ben Nichols. Gets himself into the lane and scores. Good move by Ben Nichols.
That was a good move there. It looked like he might have made a little contact with Ethan Sikorsky when he's going to the rack there. Surprised to see the no call.
It is 11-4 now with 25 seconds to go, I think. Coach Grant will be happy to play for one. Brady Moorfield in the ballgame now for Monmouth Roseville. Reese holding with 18 to go. Teams normally start their offense with about 12 seconds left. We're at 12 right now. They better hurry. Down to 10. Kelly with it left wing. Drives himself into the lane. Little floater. No good. Tipped around with 5 seconds to go. Picked up by Reese with 2. He fires top of the key. Back iron. No good. Had a good look as the first period ends with the Monmouth Roseville Titans leading the Mercer County Golden Eagles 11-4 right here on Sunny 97.7. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to Mercer County High School IHSA basketball right here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. I'm Sean Temple filling in for Jeff Thompson tonight. and also alongside Vince McVay, my old football partner here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network.
It's nice to be back with you. It's been a while.
Good to have you back with Prairie Radio. Before we get the second quarter underway, let's let you folks know our polos tonight are courtesy of MC Sport and Moore, South Main in Monmouth. The Titans in their road grays. What do you think of the road grays?
I like them a lot. I think I picked my shirt wisely today because I think it's about the same shade of gray that they're wearing.
It is. With the blue numbers, little blue and white trim down the side, the Mercer County Golden Eagles in their home white, blue and gold trim, blue numbers. Underway here in the second period. It's Golden Eagle basketball running some motion offense against this, making this Titan defense work. Step back jumper from the free throw line is no good by Ben Nichols, rebounded by Brady Moorfield. Also into the ball game is Logan Cooper from Monmouth Roseville. Walsh, Cooper, Moorfield, Reese, and Austin Hammond will start the second period. And now we're going to get Brady Moorfield kind of pinning his man off. I didn't exactly see what he did, but they tried the entry pass to Moorfield and called Brady with the foul.
And I think you mentioned Logan Cooper checking into the game. I think having Logan Cooper back as he's moved out to California for a few years, I think having him back serviceable as a backup point guard could be big for the Titans this year.
Yeah, I think once he gets acclimated into this Titan offense and defense, because it's a system that it takes a lot of work, the Chuck Grant's defensive system especially. Once he gets himself worked in, I think he's going to provide some really good minutes down the
stretch. And that's going to be the key always play for Coach Grant is the word work, because he's going to have you work in practice and in all the games.
Jumper in the middle of the lane is short by Quentin King. Might have been either tipped or somebody hit his arm, but no foul call. Quickly up the floor to Hammond. He goes to make a move on the baseline and takes one too many steps before he puts the ball in the deck. Randy Hollerud will call the travel call on Hammond. Welsh back in the ballgame and Logan Cooper out. But again, we get him little minutes at a time, getting kind of acclimated to the flow.
It's going to take a while for him to get back into the swing of things, but once he gets there, he's going to play big minutes for the Titans.
Talking to Coach Grant off the air, he's excited about having Logan back in the program, even if it's just for this one year. 11-4. Just under 7 minutes to go, about 6:40 to be exact. Clock moving. Rashawn King tries to put a move on Austin Hammond. Hammond did not budge, ran right into Austin. Rashawn kind of bounced off of him. Now Rashawn will take it baseline. Good job of Austin.
Yeah, bigger guy moving his feet like that. That's impressive footwork.
Yeah, we know Austin Hammond can score the basketball. He can score, but it's just defense. Defense is what Austin's going to have to work on. He'll come out of the ball game, and in will come Jared Kirby.
And it's going to be important here to watch Jared Kirby, what he does on the defensive end, to avoid getting in any further fouls right now.
Yeah, we'll see if head coach Brian Hutton, who is going really close to his 100th victory here at Mercer County, and he got his 300th during last season, so he's been around. Jumper no good, wide left by Anthony Ruggles. Rebounded by the Titans, and here they come over the floor. Nick Kelly, right wing. Chief to Dakota Welsh. He'll pull up a long jumper. Floater good. Nice move by Dakota Welsh.
Dakota Welsh coming off of the devastating knee injury last season. Looks like he's finally starting to get back in the swing of things for the Titans.
13-4, Titans by 9, 5:50 to go, second quarter. On the block is Metcalf, turnaround jumper, no go to the baby hook over Jared Kirby, is short, Kirby with the rebound. Well, I would have taken it right at Kirby with his two fouls. Baseline jumper by Jordan Cheek is good, he's got 4.
That's something I think we've seen out of both of the big guys, both Kirby and Cheek, that ability to shoot from about 10 feet away from the bucket.
There, finally, they're kind of isolating Metcalf on Kirby. Now a three ball from the right corner is no good. Kirby tips it out to Nick Kelly. On the run, Nick all the way. Hits another gear, layup good.
And Nick Kelly's definitely a change of pace out there, as there's nobody even close to matching his foot speed.
And head coach Brian Hutton will take a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. 17-4, Titans by 13 with 5:13 to go. Second period. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on Sunny 97.7. Welcome back to Monmouth Roseville Titan boys basketball here at Mercer County. Titans at 4-0 on the season. Mercer County at 1-3. For those of you that are just joining us, head coach Chuck Grant going for his 400th career victory tonight. Following the Pickham's Electric timeout, it will be Mercer County basketball. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Pickham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to SignalsElectric.com. In the lane, shot thrown up, no good by Quentin King. Good defense, good help defense by Monmouth Roseville. Quickly up to Florida Welsh, Kelly the Welsh, fucking good.
And now the Titans are starting to feel it. They're getting pick up the pace a little bit, and you're just seeing how well they move the ball on offense.
Nichols, good drop pass. Quick, cutting Quentin King for the layup as a couple defenders collapsed on Nichols in the middle lane, found the open man. 19-6 with 4:35 to go, second period. Titans work it around all the way to Reese, left wing. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Cheek. No good. Another rebound by Cheek, and he'll be fouled. And Jordan screams after that last miss. Got a little smile on his face. He's got to start making the money.
Yeah, and as a result of him missing the easy putback, he's got 11 rebounds already in this game, including 5 of them on the offensive board.
And Cheek will get a pair of free throws. He's got 4 points. We're on double-double watch right now.
He's short. He's got the hard part taken care of.
Yes, he does. I don't think he's going to get 10 assists, but we'll be on double-double watch tonight. This is the first free throw, just 2 of 7 on the season. Just the second one, so 1 of 2 tonight. That makes him 3 of 9, 33%. That'll come up. He's too good a shooter to shoot 33% from the free throw line. Good cut by Ben Nichols against Kelly. Throws it up and good, and they'll get Kelly for backing into him. And Nick says, I didn't budge. He just jumped over the top of me.
No,
that's
And that's a big one. As that was Kirby's third, and he's going to have to go back to the bench, I would assume, for the rest of the half.
Yeah, absolutely. 4:15 to go, and Kirby with his third personal foul. That is the 16th foul for Monmouth Roseville. Nichols completes the three-point play, and just like that, it's an 11-point ball game, 20-9. We take a look at your foul chart. 3 fouls for Jared Kirby, 1 for Jordan Cheek, 1 for Brady Moorfield, and 1 for Braden Reese. Reese with it. Swings it all the way around to the right wing to Kelly. Back to the top of the key to Welsh. Tries to force it into Jordan Cheek, and it's going to be thrown away, picked up by the Golden Eagles. It comes Nichols over the timeline. Kelly guarding in, picks up his dribble, throws it right wing to Anthony Ruggles. Back to Nichols. Top of the key, Dellett. Gets a screen. Quentin King can't do anything with it. Good health defense by the Titans once again. Closing out on the three-point shooters. Nichols will get an open look. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Welsh. Titans doing a great job of closing out on these really good three-point shooters from Mercer County.
Yeah, especially Nick Kelly. As I've talked about his foot speed already, he can get out there in a hurry.
Step back shot by Kelly is no good. A little deep for the step back. Rebounded on the run by Quentin King. Good pass to Dellett. Tried to get it back to King and thrown away. Here comes Nick Kelly. Little shake and bake boo. Gets to the rim and good. Wow.
That was pretty.
That'd be a broken ankle out there for Mercer County because he put a shake and bake move at about the free throw line and drove right by him. Three-pointer short by Anthony Ruggles. Rebounded by Cheek. Another rebound for short. 22-9. Reese will drive baseline. Tries to force it into Sikorsky. Gets tipped to Kelly. Three-pointer good.
And now he's on it. Yeah, he looked a little sluggish coming out of the gate. But now Nick Kelly's hot. That could be bad news for the Golden Eagles.
Kelly will be 11, leading the Titans in scoring here with 2:30 to go. First period, Titans holding the Golden Eagles to 9 points, 25-9. Into the post, Ben Nichols gets surrounded by a couple of Titans, and he will draw the foul. Titans did a good job of collapsing there, but if they had just stayed defensively with their feet and not their hands, they might have got away with that one.
Yeah, tough play there to take the foul, although the defense was excellent. Especially, even though he's checking out of the ballgame, Ethan Sikorsky is doing an excellent job of playing quick and playing help defense on these guards as they're driving into the lane and really preventing them from doing anything.
Nichols get a pair of free throws. Still having to face a personal foul up on the board. 17 foul. First free throw is good by Nichols. It makes it 25-10. Hammond now in for Sikorsky. As with Jordan Cheek out of the ballgame, the head coach Chuck Grant kind of using that little rotation between Sikorsky and Hammond.
And it's nice that this is not exactly a close ball game. So if this continues at this pace in the second half, he wouldn't have to worry about playing Kirby anyway.
Nichols gets a boat from the free throw line. It's 25-11. They try to force it down into Hammond, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Jordan Metcalf. That'll be the fourth team foul on Mercer County. Make sure they get at least Metcalf with the foul. This is his first personal foul. Again, fourth team foul by Mercer County. triggering into the backcourt. And as Nick Kelly goes up for it, that was a really dangerous inbound pass from Reese under his own basket all the way to half court.
I've got to say, from looking at that, it looks like Coach Adolphin could use Nick Kelly. He went up and made a really nice one-handed catch there.
He did, with Quentin King undercutting. King will get the foul. That's his second personal, 15th foul for Mercer County. A bad pass by Kelly, picked off by Ben Nichols. He'll take it in and get the foul, and he's going to get the shot. And Kelly with the foul, so he'll get the and one. Kelly should have just kind of let him go on that one.
Yeah, that's one of those where just because you made a bad play doesn't mean you have to make a worse one and they give up the and one on the other end. Just a frustration foul there by Nick Kelly.
And head coach Chuck Graham is probably telling him that very same thing as he comes off the floor. Into the ball game comes Logan Cooper. As Kelly will go out of the game, and Nichols completes the and one. Ben Nichols has 10 points here for Mercer County in the first half. It's 25-14. Leads down to 11.
And Mercer County ramping up the pressure here. I think they see looking Cooper coming into the ballgame and know how good of a ball handler Nick Kelly is. They're just happy to see the ball in someone else's hand.
There's some athletes. It's a short roster here for Mercer County, but they're very athletic. They could give some guards that don't have a lot of experience handling the ball little problems.
And the Kings are quick and physical players. They're doing an excellent job on the tight guards.
Wells steps up, shot no good. Tipped by Hammond is no good. He had two shots at it. Mercer County has the basketball. Chance to cut this to single digit. Nichols picks up his dribble top of the key to Rashawn King. To Anthony Ruggles. Now Metcalf. To Nichols, takes a three, gets Cooper up in the air. Logan recovers nicely, no damage. Had to kick it to Rashawn King. Now in the lane, pass tipped away as Ruggles tried to enter it. Rashawn King in the lane, and we're going to get a travel call as King comes down after getting himself in the lane. Couldn't do anything with the basketball, a couple of feet.
Yeah, Rashawn King has shown some nice skills here so far in this game. I think as he matures a little bit, he'll be one to look out for, as he's got all the tools there to fine-tune his game a little bit.
1 minute to go. Titans with the basketball. Cooper. Too well. Stop at the key. They enter it into Cheek. Puts it up. No good. Backside rebound by Hammond. Gets it to go. He'll get to the free throw line. Good hustle. Good hard work by Austin Hammond.
Yeah, Austin Hammond here in the last 2 minutes picked up three offensive rebounds. So he's coming in the absence of Jared Kirby and doing an excellent job inside the Titans.
Yeah, we've known for a while that Austin Hammond can score. He can score at the varsity level. Coach Grant just trying to get him to play a little bit better defense, and you know how it is. If you can't play defense, you're not going to be on the floor. We talked about all the way down here.
Yeah, it's tough to earn PP for Coach Grant when you're not out there giving your all.
Hammond at the line. Shot up, all wide right. Can't complete the three-point play, and it's a 13-point lead, 27-14, 45 seconds to go. Trapped in the corner is Anthony Ruggles, and we're going to get, oh, they're going to say the Titans were on the line after a steal as they had Ruggles trapped in the corner. It's going to be somehow, it's going to be Mercer County basketball.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's that
explanation. Now, Mercer County ball under their own hoop. In the corner, Rashawn King, wide open three. No good. Rebounded by Welch. Quickly ahead to Moorfield. Layup good by Brady. Way to run the floor, Brady.
The Titans doing an excellent job in transition, especially the big men getting one on the floor to the other, and the guards are rewarding them for the effort.
Now the lead back up to 15. Open look from Ben Nichols just to the right of the top of the key. Can't get it to go. Rashawn King with the rebound. No good. Rebounded by Jeff Garrett, and he's going to travel before he could get the ball back to the rim. Might have got bumped by a couple of Titans there.
Yeah, and Titans got lucky there because had that up in the travel, Logan Cooper was going to catch a foul coming down hard on the ball carrier, on the down the ball there.
Right wing is Reese with 7 seconds to go. They enter it to Hammond. Turns. Shot good with 3 seconds to go by Austin Hammond. And Mercer County will not get a shot off, so we'll go into the halftime with the Titans leading the Mercer County Golden Eagles 31-14 right here on Sunday 97.7 WMOI. We're going to get a chance to talk to former Mount Roseville Junior Varsity boys basketball coach and now current United boys basketball coach, Doug Dennison, as he'll reflect on his time with head coach Chuck Grant for many, many years. A lot of those 400 wins that Chuck has has came with Doug as one of the guys at his side.
Yeah, and this has to be a cool moment for Doug getting to come back here and watch Coach Grant make a little history.
It is 31-14. We'll be back in 2 minutes right here on Sunday 97.7 WMOY. What's up, Tucker? Welcome back to Mercer County High School here in Aledo, Illinois. 31-14, the Mammoth Roseville Titans leading the Mercer County Golden Eagles. It is time for our Carl Sandburg College Halftime Show, brought to you by Carl Sandburg College for excellence, collaboration, integrity, and respect. Carl Sandburg College, your future awaits. Joining us on the host, or this is the halftime show, there we go. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. United Basketball, it's hard for me to say that during a Mammoth Roseville, because we've talked to you so many times at halftime. Head coach of the United Red Storm boys basketball team, Mr. Doug Dennison. There we go. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me, Tim.
Let's before we talk about your time with head coach Chuck Grant, because you were on his side of a lot of those 400 wins, let's talk about your ball club there at United. How's things going out there at the U?
You know, we're 1-4. We got to win our first night out. Unfortunately, we've struggled the next four games. So I keep saying we're not that far away from being okay. We've just got to become a little more consistent and shore up the little things. And I said it this morning when we were talking, little things plus little things plus little things add up to a big thing, and right now our little things are kind of negative. But kids are working, I'm going to keep working, and we're going to keep getting better.
Yeah, you're such a positive, energetic guy all the time. It ain't going to be long before you get that instilled in your kids out there.
You know, I just keep telling the kids to believe in me, believe in Coach Milroy, and believe in themselves. Keep working, and good things have got to follow.
What do you got coming up this week?
We go actually Thursday night. We travel down to Augusta, Illinois, and take on Southeastern. And then next Tuesday, we open our first home opener against A-Town, and that's gonna be a battle. And then starting that next Friday, or excuse me, Saturday, I think the date's going to be like the 10th, is the first day of our United Christmas tournament out in the field house.
That's been a good tournament. I kind of kept track of that the last couple of years. Was it last year? I think they had Peoria Quest in. Yeah.
They're coming back year, and they are. They're going to be the top dog. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they're a very talented ball club, and I definitely have to slip out there and see your ball club and also Quest. Let's talk about head coach Chuck Grant. He's at 399 wins. You've been on the floor with a lot of those 399 wins. Just talk a little bit about your time with head coach Chuck Grant.
You know, the first thing I'd like to say is Coach Grant's a heck of a coach, and outside of basketball, off the floor, he's a heck of a man. Learned a lot from him, both basketball-wise and just human being-wise. And I owe him a lot for the position that I'm able to be in now. So nothing but the best for him, nothing but the best for the Titans, unless, of course, they play us one night. I won't wish him any bad on that night, but, you know, it's got to kind of pull for myself. So.
Yeah, coming up on 400, you know how he is. I was going to bait him a little bit the pregame interview. He wasn't having none of it.
Nope.
I'm not talking about those things over. And then I want it to be over.
And he does. He's very good about keeping it about the kids and the program, and he likes to fly under the radar, and that seems to work for him. 399 wins, holy cow! That's something that I can only dream about. So.
Now, you've had such a hand in the Mammoth Roseville Titan program from all the way down into the third grade level on up with the Junior Titans, the future Zips back in the day, the Junior Titans, that whole thing. So you have a lot. You have a pretty good imprint on these 399 wins. You haven't been with him the entire time, but you got a pretty good imprint on those.
I appreciate that, Tim. I worked with the Junior Titan program for about 13 years, and again, that was an opportunity that JT, Jeff Thompson, gave me. Enjoyed every minute of it, and quite honestly, we all know that's where the high school success starts and comes from, is from those lower levels. You get some energy and excitement in those young kids. You teach fundamentals, and we're seeing Coach Grant seeing the results of that program. him and JT got that thing started, gosh, probably 15 or 16 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. And quite honestly, when I got hired out at United, that's the first thing I did in the first week was I got a hold of the United Rec Council out of Alexis, and they already had some things going. I told them I didn't want to take it over. I didn't want to run anybody out. I just wanted to be a part of it. We've got a third grade all the way through sixth grade team. Brought them out for our Meet the Red Storm program, and I'm going to take a lot of what Coach Grant taught me, what I learned, and hopefully you're going to see a little bit of Titan flavor out there at United.
Doing the little bit of coaching that I do, not at the level that you and Coach Grant have done it with high schools, but as somebody who coaches in high school and even gets back from college, it is so much easier to coach kids that already know fundamentals instead of wasting your varsity practice time on teaching fundamentals, and that's what the youth program does.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, not only the fundamentals, but like I said, it creates some excitement, some energy. Everybody's coming on from the same page. It's just that's where it starts. That's where it all starts.
Doug, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure Coach Grant's appreciative. Should he happen to hold on to the lead here and get his 400th win, I'm sure he'd be happy with you in attendance, for sure.
You know, it's my pleasure, and I wouldn't have missed tonight for anything. Good luck, Coach Grant, always. Good luck to the Titans, and always a pleasure, Kim. Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
All right.
Catch Doug Dennison on Tuesday mornings on AM 1330, WRAM, or FM 94.1 under Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. We talk to Doug Dennison and his United basketball program. We're getting ready to get the second half underway. This is going to do it for your Carl Sanford College Halftime Show. For excellence, collaboration, integrity, and respect, Carl Sanford College, your future awaits. Let's take a look at the stats for Mercer County. They were led in scoring by Ben Nichols with 10 points, and then 2 points apiece for Jordan Metcalf and Quentin King. For the Monmouth Roseville Titans, they were led by Nick Kelly with 11. 7 points for Dakota Welsh. Also, 2 points for Brady Moorfield. We've got 5 for Jordan Cheek. 4 points for Austin Hammond, and 2 points for Ethan Sikorsky. As we are underway, second half. Ready to go, Mitch. 31-14, 17-point Titan lead.
Yeah, safe lead coming in the second half here. Let's see if the Titans can go ahead and put this one away.
Titans will get first crack at it. Dakota Welsh floats in the lane. No good. Can't get it to go. Loose on the floor. Gets his own rebound. Nice move by Dakota Welsh to put it in.
And seeing Dakota Welsh do well really makes me feel good. You know, it's tough to see a young kid like that come off of a knee injury. You know, I'm happy to see he's out here doing so well.
It's a good story, Dakota Welsh. Coach Grant said he was one of the biggest cheerleaders he had on the bench last year during his ACL injury time. Good move on the baseline by Quentin King. He's got 4. The lead is still 17, 33-16. Kirby, looks like the starter's on the floor for Monmouth Roseville. Kirby, Cheek, Welsh, Kelly with the basketball on the right wing, and Braden Reese. Reese, top of the key. Gets it to Welsh, left wing. Almost slapped away by Anthony Ruggles. Regained by the Titans now. Kirby will take a corner three. No good. I'm not sure Coach Grant wants Jared Kirby stepping out. He can hit the shot, but I don't think he wants him out there too often.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about these two big guys inside the Titans is both Cheek and Kirby can shoot a little bit. I'm not sure Coach Grant wants to step behind the arc so often, but they can definitely shoot it.
Well, now a three-pointer from the right wing as Quentin King starts to heat up. Three ball is good. It's 33-19. The lead is 14 with 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Left wing Reese. I'd like to see Braden. I'd like to see maybe some screen separate. Now he'll take a three. No good. Just can't quite get that three ball go quite yet here, 5 games into the season.
Yeah, he's just a touch off. Looks like he might be close. Let's see if he can't use a second half like this to get himself going.
Rebounded by the Golden Eagles quickly up the floor, too. Quentin King, he takes a three and drives baseline and can't get it to go. And now we got a timeout taken by head coach Chuck Grant. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. It is a Pickens Electric timeout. Looking for an electrician contractor you can trust? Call Pickens Electric at 335-3034 or go to PickensElectric.com. 33-19, the Titans lead by 14 with 6:09 to go. Coach Grant, he's real happy with how they started the second half.
Yeah, I left this timeout here, Coach Grant. You come out a little sluggish out of the locker room. You came out a little slow to start the game, too. So I think you take the time out here, let your guys know, you know, hey, we still got a big lead, but that could go away in a hurry here, especially with the way Kings would shoot the basketball in the second half. So I think I like the time out there by Coach Grant, kind of regroup if he can't get it going.
Yeah, we talked about Braden Reese. We'd like to see him get going in the second half before conference play kicks in. See him get some confidence going. You know, long-distance shooting is all confidence thing. As Jordan Cheek tries to take it up and get his, he got his shot blocked by Jordan Metcalf. It's out of bounds by Mercer County. It'll be Titan basketball. Welch will trigger. And it's got thrown into the backcourt and thrown away. Picked off by Ben Nichols. He'll take it in on Kelly. Layup good.
And these out-of-bounds plays are not working so far in this game for the Titans. See if they try something different here the next time that opportunity arises.
Twice they've been forced to throw it out the midcourt, and the first time it almost got picked off. The second time it hit. Nick Kelly right corner. Got Nichols guarding him. Now they switch. Reese, top of the key. Good entry pass to Jared Kirby. Shot good. That's a nice pass from Braden Reese.
And I like the way Kelly and Reese are both looking, as well as we go to Welch to get the ball inside and attack this defense being placed by the Mercer County.
3-pointer left wing is good by Quinton Gaines. He's got 8 in this period. 10 for the ball game, and it's 35-24. Titans up by 11 as Quinton Gaines got it going on here. First 3 minutes of this third quarter.
Hey, Golden Eagles coming out of the locker room with a little more intensity. They don't think they're out of this one, so the Titans are going to need to step it up to put them away.
Yeah, knowing Coach Hutton like I do, I'm sure they heard an earful down in that first half, only for down the halftime locker room, only scoring 14 first half points.
I bet they did. It looks so far like it's worked.
Absolutely. Good move by Jordan Cheek, no good. Backside rebound by Kirby is no good. Rebounded by Quentin King. Boy, the way he's got it going, I'm surprised he just didn't pull up three and shoot it. Into the lane, left-hand layup, no good by Anthony Ruggles. Knocked to the deck, tried to draw the foul, no foul called. Welch driving on Quentin King. Back to Kelly. Three ball on the way is good. That'll quiet the crowd.
And that's going to help. You're going to need someone to step up. And Nick Kelly says, you know what, I'll be the guy to do it if he hits a big three there.
Trailing in transition, pulled up just to the right of the top of the key and nailed it. Right wing, good defense by Braden Reese on Ruggles. Top of the key, Jaden Della. Back to Nichols, left wing. Kelly's guarding him, gets a screen from Metcalf. Kelly fights through the screen. Back to Metcalf, jumper is good, just to the left of the left elbow. And now we've got a backcourt violation as Dakota Law steps over the line, I believe, on the inbound pass.
A little pressure being applied here by the Golden Eagles to start out the second half. It looks like they've got the Titans a little flustered.
A two-point basket here, and it's a 10-point ball game. A three-pointer, we're seeing single digits. Lobbed into Metcalf, and it's going to be fouled by Kirby. That's going to be 4.
That was a tough call there, as it looked like Kirby was in good position. But the big fella just drawing the fouls, and this had to be the game plan coming in, I would think, if you were Coach Hutton, and it's working so far.
Jordan Metcalf made a little cut on the inbounds pass, and Kirby tried to cut him off, and couldn't quite get to the spot, so the foul called on Jared. That's his 4th, first team foul in the second half. So Austin Hammond in the ballgame. Quentin King, open look at the 3. It is good, and he's got 11 in this period. It's a 9-point ballgame, 38-29.
And King shot the Mercer County Golden Eagles right back into this ballgame, and you've got to look to close him out and maybe face guard him down the stretch here.
Reese, left wing 3, gets it to go. Attaboy, Braden. Let's see him get hot here in this third quarter.
And that could be the start Braden Reese needed here. As, he has been cold from the field so far. But it's the shooters are always streaky, so once he gets going, he could be lights out.
Three ball, top of the key, no good. Tips out of bounds by Metcalf. That's going to be tight basketball. Lead at 12, 41-29. Rashawn King will check in for Jaden Dellett. Also into the ballgame is Jeff Garrett for Mercer County. Titans with Kelly, Welch, Reach, Austin Hammond, and Jordan Cheek. What did you have Cheek for in that first half for rebound?
I had him at 11 at the half, and he's picked up one already here in the second half.
Double-double there. He's on 5 points, so he still needs 5 points to hit that double-figure mark of rebounds and points.
And he's going to be big with Kirby on the bench.
Oh, what a nice move by Nick Kelly getting to the rim. Put a little shake and bake move on Ben Nichols. And Kelly gets him to the baseline, so he's going to draw the foul and get to the free throw line.
Steve Kelly is something else when he gets his feet going, as we've seen him put a couple good moves on these Mercer County defenders.
Kelly makes the free throw. He's taken, that's his 18th free throw in four games. He's going to get himself to the line.
And I know he can make it from there. Knowing his father, I'm sure he spent a lot of time at the free throw line.
Coach's kids, they're always good free throw shooters, aren't they? His father, of course, Mike Kelly, head coach at the Sherrard, with the Sherrard Tigers boys basketball program. Both free throws good. Mike Kelly, he now has 16 points, leading scorer in the ballgame. 43-29, 14 points, Mercer County lead, 2:30 to go, third quarter. Tipped away by Welsh, loose on the floor, into the tight front court. Welsh dives on the floor with Rashawn King, and we'll see who they give it to. It's going to be Mercer County basketball. Good hustle by Welsh and King.
And you've got to love that. Like we said, he can't be 100% on that knee right now, or at least mentally. You know, the knee's always gone away from him. So to make a play like that, dive on the floor, that shows you that he's feeling a little more confident.
Metcalf is a free throw line. I was watching Welsh following the dive coming up the floor. Kind of grabbed his knee brace a little bit, but showing no worse for the wear. Shot no good by Anthony Ruggles. Rebounded by the Titans. Reef. Back to Kelly. A little give and go at the right wing. Top of the key, Welsh. Swings it to Reese. Three ball on the way. No good. Can't quite get two to go down in a row. That might really get him on his way. Ben Nichols all the way to the rim. No good. Nick Kelly riding him the whole way. Now it's behind the back dribble at the half court line by Kelly to get around the man. Then a one-hand bounce pass to Austin Hammond. His shot no good. Might have been a little too far under the rim. It'll be tight basketball tipped out of bounds by Mercer County.
That was a great lead on the fast break there by Nick Kelly. And I just found Hammond a little too far under the basket. And I think Mercer County defender got a piece of that one.
Kelly caught the ball at the top of the key on the Mercer County end. Had a guy at the half-court line and just behind the back dribbled right around it. Good move by Nick Kelly. Fun to watch. Hammond, three-pointer at the top of the key. No good. And it'll be Mercer County basketball. Back iron went, I think, might have hit the top of the backboard after it hit the back of the rim. 1:20 to go. Golden Eagle basketball down 14. Nichols to Anthony Ruggles. They swing it to Rashawn King, left wing, gets himself in the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Wildly thrown up. Rebounded by Logan Cooper to Kelly. Pull-up jumper, no good. Use the glass, Nick. Rebounded by Rashawn King.
And I'm sure you and Coach Mike Kelly had the same thing in mind there.
No good from the right wing by Ben Nichols, is it? Both teams trading missed shots now, last three or four times up the floor. Logan Cooper, right wing. Dangerous pass, top of the key to Jordan Cheek. To Hammond, 42 seconds to go. Kelly gets a screen from Cheek at the right wing. Now a little drop pass to Cheek. He'll take it up strong and good. Nice give and go.
That is a really nice fundamental play there by Kelly and Cheek. As Kelly just played the defender, got them to do exactly what he wanted and dropped a nice pass in there.
Double-double watch, 7 points for Jordan Cheek. Shot on the way, no good by Anthony Ruggles, rebounded by the Titans. And Nick Kelly will take it with 12 seconds to go. Puts a move on Ben Nichols in the backcourt that had Ben Nichols looking to see where Kelly went. And now he'll spin on Nichols, and we're going to get a foul on Ben. He thinks it was a hook on Kelly. And Nichols will pick it up. Better be careful. Marty Flaherty hasn't teed anybody up tonight, so
he's due for one.
Just kind of itchy trigger finger here. 4.2 seconds to go. It'll be Titan basketball on the side. Reese will trigger. We'll see what the Titans have drawn up here with 4.2. Might be one of those deals where you inbound it and then right back to Reese. Nope. To Kelly. Top of the key. Three short rebounded by King. Might have been tipped by Jeff Garrett. End of three quarters, the Titans with a 16-point lead, 45-29. We'll be back with the potential final 8 minutes right here on Sunday 97.7 WMOR. Welcome back to Sunday 97.7 Prairie Radio Sports Network coverage of the Monmouth Roseville Titan Boys Basketball Titans as they lead the Mercer County Golden Eagles 45-29 as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Boy, I'll tell you, Mercer County made a little run there, got it down to 9, and then quickly right back up to double digits by the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans we're not feeling very comfortable there as Quentin King got going from the outside and he shot the Eagles right back into this ballgame. And then a veteran move there by Jordan Cheek as well as Nick Kelly to kind of build the lead back up to a comfortable margin for the Titans.
Kirby back on the floor for Amarosa with four fouls here with four quarters to go. Right wing three on the lane is good. Anthony Ruggles, his first points of the ball game. 45-32, 13-point game. This will give Jared Kirby great practice for later in the season on playing with foul trouble.
And that's something a big guy needs to know how to do because, you naturally are going to draw people with fouls if you're involved with the scrum down there in the lane. So this would be a good experience for him if he can stretch this out, maybe get 5 or 6 minutes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's great that the Titans have 2 6-5 guys on the roster, so if one does get in foul trouble, that's a luxury that Coach Grant's hardly ever had in the past. Two guys 6'5" that could kind of spell one another with foul trouble.
Yeah, that is a nice thing to have if you're a coach.
Right wing is Anthony Ruggles. Swings it all the way to the left wing to Jeff Garrett. Gets himself in the lane. Cut off nicely by some help defense by Kirby, and it'll be a travel call. Ooh, I thought maybe Jared might pick up a sit there.
And that is something that stands out to me. As Moorfield was in the game here, and when you count up Moorfield, Sikorsky, Kirby, and Cheek, they all do an excellent job of playing help defense. And they're quick guys who can recover, and that's a luxury to have if you're Coach Grant.
Tight basketball. Nick Kelly putting on a little dribbling display out top, and now we're going to get a hold. That's going to go on Jeff Garrett as he was holding Kelly. Kelly kind of pushed his arm off of him, and they always get the second guy. The second guy always gets caught.
Yeah, Nick Kelly was adamant there that he didn't do anything wrong, which doesn't surprise me. And he fooled the referees there as well.
Garrett picks up his first. That's the 13th foul on Mercer County. The Titans have only one team foul here in the second half. Reese on the right wing. To Kirby. Free throw line. Takes it back out to Reese. To Welsh. A little jab step. Floater off the glass. High off the glass. Good by Dakota Welsh. That's 11 points for Dakota.
And Dakota Welsh having himself a nice ball game. It's something I noticed there that kind of alarms me. It's Braden Reese in a situation where you usually see him pull the trigger on that three-point ball. He looked very hesitant to take the shot.
And Quentin King, he'll pull the trigger and gets it to go from the left wing.
Yeah, there's a guy who's definitely not trigger shy tonight.
That's his 14th point in the second half. He's got 16 for the game. Lead down to 12, 47-35. Kirby makes a move, gets himself to the rim. Boy, he was hammered by Adam Ramadani. No foul call. Now Ramadani is on Kirby. He gets knocked down from behind by Anthony Ruggles. No call at all. And here comes Quentin King down, trying to put a move on Dakota Welsh. Good help defense again by the Titans. Quentin King, three-pointer left wing, this time short. Rebounded by Kelly on the loose ball on the floor. He'll pull up. Titans are getting their offense. 5:45 to go, 47-35, Mama Roseville. 12-point lead. Kelly, shake and bake move from the right wing. It's some oohs and ahs from the Mercer County student section. Kick from Kelly in the lane to Kirby. Nice job of running some clock here by Mama Roseville. Kelly drop pass to Kirby. Takes it up strong. Block foul on the Eagles. Gets it to go, and he'll get the chance for the three-point play.
And the Golden Eagles there thought they had taken Jared Kirby out of the game, and they thought they were going to get the charge there. Luckily for Kirby, they'll count the bucket, and he's going to get the foul.
Good try by Jaden Dellis to step in there. I think he just got there just a hair length.
Just a touch. He was that close to having a big part of the game for the Titans eliminated from this one.
Kirby will get to the free throw line. He's scored 4 points pending this three-point play free throw, and back iron no good. So he's stuck on 4 points. 49-35, been in foul trouble most of the night. They've beat Metcalf. He'll kick it to the corner. Back to King. All the way around the left wing. Football move by Nichols. He'll jab step on Kelly. And we're going to get a charging call, and that's going to go on Ben Nichols. And no argument for Brian Hutton. It happened right in front of him. Good defense by Kelly to get in his way, and then a push off by Nichols.
And it looks like Nichols thinks he's embellishing things a little bit, as now we see King also taking a little pocking time at Nick Kelly there.
It was good defense by Nick Kelly. He got it. He got the spot. He might have sold a little bit, but he did get to the spot. Right wing, Reese. 14-point lead, 49-35. Jordan Cheek left elbow. Back to Welsh. Behind the back dribble. Himself in the lane. Reese gets in the lane, tries to drop it to Hammond, and we'll throw it away. head coach Chuck Grant telling Morty Flaherty that Reese was grabbed. Now a drive down the baseline by Anthony Ruggles. Timeout taken by Brian Hutton as the lead. It's down to 12 again, 49-37 with 4:32 to go. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break here. Again, the Titans lead 49-37 over Mercer County on Sunday 97.7 WMOR. Back here at Mercer County High School in Aledo. Timeout taken by head coach Brian Hutton of the Mercer County Golden Eagles. It is a Pickham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Pickham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to PickhamsElectric.com. Thank you to all of our great sponsors helping bring you Monmouth Roseville Titan Boys Basketball on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. As I am Sean Temple with Fitch McVay, broadcasting from the Big Boys Furniture Broadcast Booth. Good location here at Mercer County High School. They've done so much with this gym since I used to play here 87 million years ago. It's a sharp-looking gym.
Yeah, they've done a great job. I like where we are. I got a great view of the floor. Although this is my first basketball game, I'm hoping everyone provides me with this kind of experience.
Titans with basketball up 12. Now Kirby puts it on the deck, trying to get a move on baseline and lost the handle on it when it came back up off the floor. And Hammond will sit. In comes Jordan Cheek.
Kirby's definitely frustrated with his play tonight, getting in foul trouble early. Hopefully he can shake this off and get ready to go the next time the Titans take the floor.
Left corner three ball by Anthony Ruggles, and it is a 9-point ball game, 49-40. Kelly with it. Out near the timeline, right wing, Jordan Cheek. Back to Kelly, they swing it to Welch. On the corner is Kirby. Shakes himself loose, gets it up on the rim, can't get it to go, but we'll get to the free throw line, and I think that's Metcalf going to pick up foul number three. It is. That will be the fifth team foul on Mercer County. Again, the Titans only one team foul here in the second half.
The Titans doing a great job of staying out of foul trouble really all game except for the exception of Kirby getting into foul trouble early.
Kirby gets his first free throw to go. That gives him 5 points. He'll get a second free throw. Kirby coming into the ballgame was 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 50%. He's at 50 right now pending this free throw, and it is in and out, no good, rebounded by Metcalf. So dropped below the 50% mark on the season. Into the lane goes Ben Nichols, gets himself all the way to the rim, can't get it to go, wanted a foul, no foul called, Reese with the rebound. Over the timeline, Kelly to Welch. The Titans been real patient now. Looks like the Mercer County Golden Eagles are going to man-to-man, and they're going to double at every opportunity. In the corner to Kelly, wide open three from the left corner, long. Looks like Kirby might have had a chance to grab that, but it gets through his hands to Anthony Ruggles. Here comes Mercer County, chance to cut this even more. Shot deep from the top of the key, no good. Anthony Ruggles about 2 steps behind the line. And now head coach Chuck Grant is going to take a timeout. This game was going along pretty good here until this fourth quarter.
It's gotten interesting as the Golden Eagles have cut this to a 10-point lead. A little note, Jordan Cheek just picked up his 15th rebound as his rebounding care has slowed down a little bit here in the second half, but now he's at 15.
And double-double loss. He's sitting at 7 points. We got to get him 3 more points to get to that double-double mark. 10-point lead, 50-40. Monmouth Roseville leading Mercer County. This is a Pickham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Pickham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to PickhamsElectric.com. Head coach Chuck Grant going for his 400th career win tonight. Right now he's got a 10-point lead with just under 3 minutes to go, 257 to be exact, and it'll be tight basketball. As Mercer County picking up full court. Well, they got that in the corner to Kelly, and the double dick play comes soon enough, and Kelly gets out of it. Now quickly up the floor, Titans attacking. Good drop pass from Cheek to Kirby. Can't get it to go. Got it slapped out of his hands before he could get it to the rim, but the Titans go up with a loose ball. And they'll run some offense now with 2:39 to go. Reese to Kelly. Well, that's a good man to have the fastball in the hands of Dick Kelly. He can handle the ball.
He absolutely can, and I think with the kind of pressure that the Golden Eagles are trying to apply, the Titans need to look to go inside to Cheek and Kirby because they're going to have a little space to operate down there now.
Anthony Ruggles will pick up a foul as Dick Kelly was bumped on his way to the rim, so Kelly will get a couple free throws. That's the man we want on the line for sure. First free throw is up and rattles in and out. Leave it to me to be the jinx.
Yeah, you know what they say about the announcer's jinx.
I am the king of it. Left wing, Anthony Ruggle. Golden Eagles down 10, have to hurry, and they're going to throw it away. As Quentin King tried to get it to, that is Anthony Ruggles, and Ruggles was heading towards the rim. And Quentin King didn't see he was making the move and threw it right to head coach Brian Huff.
Also, Hammond checking back into the game, as Coach Grant's doing a good job of playing Jared Kirby carefully and making those minutes matter.
Yeah, defense for offense. Kelly with it up top. He'll be doubled at the timeline and bumped by Ben Nichols. That'll be third.
And Nichols was getting frustrated with having to guard Nick Kelly. He drew on the short straw today and had the tough assignment.
His Kirby will check in now. Forehand. Don't get comfortable, Austin. You're going to be checking right back in. Head coach Grant actually gives him the thumb. Get ready to check right back in. At the free throw line, Kelly. One of the bonus. Gets this one to go.
And he won't miss two in a row very often.
13 of 17 coming into the ballgame, 76%. And he is 3 of 4 right now. So just about right at his season average. 51-42, 07 to go. Titans lead the Golden Eagles short on the second one. So he is now 3 for 5 on the night.
And I think there's the end of Jared Kirby, and he might have got close to the over and back there.
He absolutely did. That's foul number 5 as Kirby will foul out. So Hammond will come in, and we won't have to worry about the defense for offense. I'm guessing he's in the ballgame now.
Although I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Grant maybe bring in Ethan Sikorsky for a little defense, as he's now making the switch between Braden Reese and Logan Cooper, going offense-defense as a free guard as well.
51-40, 2 minutes to go. Golden Eagles with the basketball. Quentin King might have took too many steps to get the three off, but no call. He misses the three anyway. And backside rebound by, is that Cheek? Cheek get another one?
I think that was.
I think that was. Well, boy, he had Logan Cooper going back door. And now Coach Grant will take a timeout just before Welsh actually goes over to Logan and says, sorry, I missed you just before the timeout because he had a back door. This will be a full timeout at Tickham's Electric timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. It's 51-40, Monmouth Roseville leading Mercer County right here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Back here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network, sunny 97.7 WMOI. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful day in West Central Illinois. Mid-50s, boy, I could take this weather to finish out the year. It'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm okay with this for almost December. This would be all right.
51-40. Monmouth Roseville leading by 11 with the basketball. 1:47 to go. Kelly gets it in the backcourt. To Dakota Welsh. Back to Kelly as the Golden Eagles doubling any point that they can. But the Titans now playing catch with it out of the timeline. That's Welsh and Kelly. Welsh to Kelly now with 1:28 to go. Boy, with the Eagles down 11, they need to get the foul and get it quick, and they finally do. It's King. Picks up number 4.
And I think they made a point there of not fouling Nick Kelly, although at this point, missing 2 of his last 4, I may have considered putting Kelly on the line. But I think they made a point to stay away from the reliable Nick Kelly.
Dakota Welsh at the free throw line, 4 of 4, coming into the ballgame, made it 5 of 5. So that's another. That's two good guards you want at the free throw line late in the ballgame. If you're head coach Chuck Grant. With the free throw shooting that the Monmouth Roseville Titans are notoriously known for, being not a good free throw shooting team, that's two good guards you want.
Yeah, that is a nice thing to have, especially considering you're going to be playing some tough games, some close games, what you do in the conference play.
Both free throws good for Welsh. He's got 13 tonight, and that's the lead, 53-40. 1:16 to go. Quentin King back up top to Rashawn King. Kicks it left wing or right wing, 3-ball. No good by Jaden Dellert. Tipped around. Regathered by the Golden Eagles, they're going to have to take another quick shot. Metcalf in the lane to King. Put on the line, 2, in and out, no good. Cheek with another rebound, and it's under a minute to go. I think this is safely, I'm not going to call it yet, but because I've seen some crazy things happen. I see the crazy game in Macomb all night between Monmouth Roseville and Macomb. It was like a 10-point game with 30 seconds to go or whatever it was. Yeah, but I think we're safe here.
I've seen a few games get crazy in the final minute. But like you said, 13, I feel pretty safe here with only 35 on the clock.
Kelly with it up top. I don't think the Golden Eagles are in any hurry to foul here with 30 seconds to go in a 13-point lead. So it looks like head coach Chuck Grant is going to get his 400th career win. And now we do get a foul up top. It's going to go on Quentin King, and he will foul out. King had one whale of the second half.
He did. He absolutely got the Golden Eagles back in this one. And he definitely got no blame in the loss here tonight. And now Dakota Welsh gets to go to the free throw line and see if he can't add two more to his already impressive point total.
Into the game is going to be Axel Mwanza. And Caleb Ensign's getting ready to check in as both teams kind of emptying their bench. Into the ballgame for Mercer County is Adam Ramadani. And Welsh at the free throw line. Sitting on 13, make it 14. Perfect from the free throw line, 3 for 3, 7 for 7 on the season.
And shooting the free throws well will be important for the role he's going to play in Coach Grant's offense, as he kind of slashes to the basket a lot, and when you do that, you're going to draw some fouls.
Into the ballgame for Mammoth Roseville is Jensen Wolbring, and for the Golden Eagles, Erland Sikorski, not to be confused with Ethan Sikorski from Mammoth Roseville.
No relation.
And Welsh just missed a free throw after I said he was 7 for 7.
There you go.
I am the king. I am the king of that. And that will allow Empson to come in the ball game as he gets tipped out of bounds by Mercer County. Belongs it to Reeves. 24 seconds to go. 54-40. Mammoth Roseville leading by 14. To Dick Kelly, top of the key. 18 seconds to go. And Kelly put a little dribbling display on there. Loose is Caleb Empson. He'll get it back out smartly. Good move by Caleb. Could have taken the shot. Instead, kicks it back out to the top of the
You
court.
Know, as a guy who spent a little time on the end of a bench, I know when you get in there, you want to take that shot. But a wise decision there to just let the ball game end.
And that's the ball game. It will end as the Titans get a 54-40 hard-fought win here at Mercer County High School in Aledo. That is win number 400. For head coach Chuck Grant of the Mammoth Roseville Titans, as he gets a nice hug from his granddaughter as he's going through the handshake line. We'll get a chance to talk to head coach Chuck Grant following the whole game, and I think they're going to give him some stuff here on the floor. We'll describe it when we get back. Your final score, 54-40. We'll be back with the Security Savings Bank postgame show in 2 minutes. Welcome back to Mercer County High School here in Aledo. Your final score, the Mammoth Roseville Titans stay perfect on the season and move to 5-0 with a 54-40 win over the Mercer County Golden Eagles, who drop to 1-4 on the season. Again, head coach Chuck Grant of the Mammoth Roseville Titans picks up his 400th career win. That's pretty impressive.
And I got to say, I'm distracted by the cookies his wife brought with 400s on them. Those look pretty tasty.
Yeah, when I ran back out to the car to get some equipment, I followed her in with the cookies, or she was hiding them on the bus before, because she said Chuck would go crazy if I brought these into the gymnasium before the game started. He's that superstitious, so I got to see the cookies beforehand. Maybe we'll get one sent up here.
Well, he'll definitely be enjoying the cookie in celebration of this impressive milestone.
Absolutely. It's time to start our Security Savings Bank postgame show. Brought to you by Security Savings Bank. Security Savings Bank in Mammoth and Stronghurst, part of your community, part of your life. Also, tonight's broadcast brought to you by Cunis Country Auto Group of Mammoth. Come in today where nobody beats their deal. Nobody. In your final score, 54-40. Your first impressions here of the Mammoth Roseville Titans on the season?
I'm very impressed. Coming into the year, I wasn't sure what to expect. I knew they'd have great post play, but I got to say, I didn't see this kind of play coming out of Nick Kelly headed into the season. And what Nick's done so far, including in this game, it's very, very impressive. He controls the pace of the game, both on the offensive and the defensive end of the floor, with his ball handling ability and his quickness on defense.
Yeah, I mean he runs the show. I mean he put. We were talking on the way down here. I've seen Nick working with D. Coleman, last year's point guard from Mammoth Roseville, fantastic point guard. Worked with him all summer long on moves and ball handling. Probably shooting the basketball as well, but boy, he put the work in, and it shows. He runs the offense. He put a couple of Mercer County Golden Eagles on skates tonight.
He did. He was absolutely impressive with his ball handling. I think another thing that has helped out with Nick Kelly, as well as all of these young guards, is the additions to his coaching staff, bringing in Jake Sotos and Tanner Schreck, a couple of guys who were pretty good ball handlers and pretty good basketball players in their own right back in their playing day.
Let's take a look at the stats before we get a chance to talk to head coach Chuck Grant. First for the Mercer County Golden Eagles, They were led in scoring by Quentin King, 16 points, 14 of those in the second half, and what do we got, 11 in that third quarter. He single-handedly brought the Golden Eagles back to within single digits.
Yeah, he made this a good game. As the half, the Titans were starting to run away with it, and he came out and closed the gap quickly to start out the second half.
And also 12 points for Ben Nichols, 10 of those came in the first half as well. 8 points for Anthony Ruggles and 4 points for Jordan Metcalf. For the Monmouth Roseville Titans, they were led in scoring by Nick Kelly with 17. Dakota Welsh with 14. 7 points for Jordan Cheek. 5 points for Jared Kirby. 4 points for Austin Hammond. 2 points for Brady Moorfield and Ethan Sikorsky. And 3 points for Braden Reese as the head coach Chuck Grant is heading up here. You got to do the media thing. It's 400 wins. You got to get the media talk to.
Oh, absolutely. They kept him busy all the way up here. I know Coach Grant had us in mind for the first interview after this one. But, you know, the other guys just beat us to the punch.
Yeah, we're not mobile. All these other guys, all these newspaper guys are mobile. So they get to grab you first, but that's okay. You'll be practiced by the time you get stuff.
Yeah, we'll get all the good stuff.
Titans 8 for 15. One definite bad thing tonight was 8 for 15 from the free throw line, and really not a very good fourth quarter shooting percentage as well.
No, including struggles for Nick Kelly in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. A guy you expect the automatic from there. Although, as you mentioned, the Titans not always known for their free throw shooting ability, but if they can shoot consistently, that would be a big part this year, especially getting away from the outside shooting persona that the Titans have always had and looking to be more of a slash and kick kind of thing.
The Mercer County Golden Eagles 4-4 from the free throw line, and all of those came in the first half. As head coach Chuck Grant is heading up here, congratulations, Coach. You get a headset put on you. You got a cookie, too. That's the big thing.
I know.
We were talking about the cookies up here.
It's a good thing because I was getting hungry in the fourth quarter. I asked Coach E if he had anything to eat because he's in hell ahead with some gum. So, yeah, I'm glad somebody came with a cookie here.
Again, honestly, congratulations on your 400th win.
Thank you. I mean, it's the least important number of the night. The most important number is 5. But I guess the quick reaction to 400, then I'd like to move on, is my 23rd year as a head coach. I've been extremely blessed to have some really amazing young men like your son that could play a little basketball, were even better people off the floor, that would make something of themselves in life. The one thing I've been smart enough is to surround myself with great people. Jimmy Simpson has been with me. You know, Jimmy's the brains of the outfit, you know, because he's the guy that talks me off a cliff, you know, most nights. We had a nice run with Doug Dennison as a sophomore coach, and Coach E's been around, Coach Grant's been around a couple of years. It would be Coach Soto, Coach Lancaster, Coach Shrek, Coach Jordan, Coach Crowley, Coach Brown, you know, on and on. Eric Smith, the head coach at Alton now. I started out with Sean Strahan. I mean, I've just been fortunate. I've had great people around me. More importantly, you know, honestly, I've had strong administrators that, you know, especially when we were getting this thing off the ground, and, you know, when we came in and we changed the culture about 20 years ago and it wasn't necessarily the most popular thing, and whether it be Don Jenkins or Don Daly, you know, they must have believed in where we were going, and I'm grateful for that, and none of this could happen with all of that stuff. I'm just the guy in the suit that gets to yell at the kids. So, you know, I guess that's my quick on it.
My son came through the program, and thanks to World of You, he sent me a text. He said, make sure you tell Coach congratulations for his 400. And also, we got a congratulations from Mr. Tim Chick up in Rochester, Minnesota. He sent me a text. His parents did as well. Congratulations.
And, you know, when you got kids like your son and Timmy, I mean, as I told those guys, I'm a blessed guy. I hang around with you guys for year in, year in, year out, whether it's Tim and Temp or these guys or, you know, so I mean, right now I've got 4 assistant coaches to play for me. You know, I mean, I'm running off the head, but I'm a blessed guy. I'm a lucky guy. I understand that. And, you know, that's my take on 400. But more importantly, we're 5-0, and, you know, we're heading in a pretty good direction. There's a guy right there that rode with us a couple times. He saw the craziness.
We talked to Coach Dennis at halftime, and he had nothing but good things to say about you.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because I guess it was Coach Kelly that maybe had to go run down a trash can one night down at Western for me.
That's my son's favorite story.
Coach Kelly was gracious enough to run that down for me that night. But, yeah, you know, you guys like that, and that are your friends, too, and you see Mike and Doug and Jimmy and Eric, you know, Smitty as head coaches, and, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a pretty cool thing, you know, pretty cool thing. But like I said, as far as the game goes, hey, you know what, we had a great first half. Mercer County did a wonderful job of making some adjustments. Came out with a lot more firepower in the second half. The kid got on track and, you know, made a nice run at us. And you know, you watch them up at the Orion tournament, and you watch them tonight, you know, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to have to really work hard to beat these guys, in not only the Lincoln Trail, but by postseason time. So, you know, it's certainly what might have been a 13-point game for us, but we had to work for every bit of it.
What a great job of the bench is. Jared Kirby got in foul trouble early, and you had kind of a shuttle thing going with Austin Hammond and Ethan Sikorsky, among others. Boy, it was kind of hard coaching on the sidelines tonight.
You know, that's fun. That's a lot of fun. That's what it's about. You know, when you get a chance to kind of see what figures got, you know, what you can do, mixing and matching. And, you know, our assistants do a great job of throwing ideas out. And, you know, I mean, so, yeah, that's the fun part. You know, everybody says, oh, he looks like, you know what, it's just like our conversation right now, just a little louder, you know. And but yeah, those guys all did a great job. Like, they were maybe a little frustrated a little bit at times tonight, but we came back with a big and one. They're late, and, you know, our bigs overall played well, but they defended our bigs pretty well for as many sizes they were. So, again, a tough win on the road, as we knew it would be, and we'll go home, pack it up, and we'll head to Camp Point on Friday.
Yeah, you put Kirby back on the floor in the fourth quarter. I'm guessing early in the season, hey, you got to get used to playing with some foul trouble. We'll see how you do.
Sure, we do. You know, and I mean, we're gonna run into some foul trouble, but I've said, and I think tonight maybe reinforce that a little bit. I think our depth's coming. You know, and I think it's just some guys that have got to play themselves into that role, and it's an adjustment. It doesn't matter what level you're jumping up to, whether it's junior high to high school or sophomore to varsity, whatever. It takes you a while to figure it out. The game gets quicker and a little more physical, and there's more to it. And just sometimes takes guys a little bit, a little bit of time. And I think we got some guys who are starting to adjust to that a little bit more now. We'll run tonight if we're in foul trouble. We will a little bit tonight, and our bench did a great job for sure. Guard play again was pretty solid. A couple turnovers that maybe were uncharacteristic or early play, but you know what? We're doing a great job of running the offense. We're getting the ball where it needs to be. And, I mean, this thing's coming together. We're still a work in progress, but it's a nice work in progress when you're 5-0. You'd like to think that maybe there's some upside to where we're going.
Well, with the milestone you had tonight, we had to share you with the TV media and some print media, so we thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it must have been a slow news night. I mean, what? Couldn't they get Trump or somebody on there? He surely said something they could cover tonight, you know? That's an honor. And like I said, I mean, the kids in the program, I say that year in, year out. We're just, I'm the lucky guy that gets to, do this stuff, I guess.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
You're welcome.
And congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks very much, guys. Yeah, thank you.
And Coach Chuck Grant here on the post-game show. We will take a look at the scoring, finish up the scoring for the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Almost I got it all in. We got 14 for Dakota Wells, 17 for Nick Kelly, 3 for Braden Reese, 2 for Brady Moorfield, 7 for Jordan Cheek, 5 for Jared Kirby, 2 for Ethan Sikorsky, and 4 for Austin Hammond. I know against Orion, the Titans got 5 guys in the scoring column. Tonight they got 8. That's more Titan basketball.
Yeah, that's the way Coach Grant teams normally function. It's going to be a lot of spreading around the ball, a lot of sharing the points, not one guy going to take over. So it's nice to see the guys kind of come out and everybody get on the board tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And another good defensive effort. Your shot might not fall. I mean, take a kid like Braden Reese. Shot's not falling right now, but he had a couple of nice assists. He's playing hard on the defensive end. Defense never slumps. I've heard that said many, many times. Defense should never slump.
And that shows you as we discussed, it's tough to stay on the floor when you're not playing great defense from Coach Grant. So that shows you just how much Braden cares. That he's not got it going on the offensive end, but he's going to do everything it takes to keep him on the floor.
All right, we're going to take a short break, come back with our Clark and Glasgow Law Office Player of the Game, and put a capper on this ballgame. 54-40, Monmouth Roseville over Mercer County here on Sunday 97.7 WMOI. Here at Mercer County High School and the Prairie Radio Sports Network on Sunday 97.7 WMOI. Thanks for joining us tonight on a historic night. As far as Monmouth Roseville Titan basketball is concerned, 400th career win for head coach Chuck Grant as he gets a 54-40 win for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. This is your Security Savings Bank post-game show, brought to you by Security Savings Bank and Monmouth and Strong Earth, part of your community, part of your life. It's time to hand out some hardware. Clark and Glasgow Law Office, player of the game. Call us a team, call us a tribe, call us a family. But whatever you call us, we are who you need when your freedom is on the line. 734-8464, Clark and Glasgow Law Office. Mitch, who's our player of the game?
You know, there's a lot of guys who put their name in the ring here for this one. Nick Kelly having 17 points is impressive, as well as the 17 rebounds from Jordan Sheed. But my player of the game tonight is Dakota Welsh. Coming on here having 14 points, giving you all the effort you can want on the defensive end, all the hustle you could ask for, and Dakota Welsh played a heck of a ball game tonight.
Yeah, and it's a good bounce back for Dakota as well. I mean, granted, Dakota does much more than score. He only had 2 points in the win on Saturday night against Orion. Bounces right back tonight with 14, and it seemed like a lot of those points were at a key point in the game as well.
And, you know, Dakota Welsh isn't going to be a guy who fills your stat sheet up as far as points, but or even as far as rebounds and assists, but he's a guy who gives you a ton of effort on the defensive end. He's always hustling in transition, both on offense and defense, and he just does a heck of a job for this Coach Grant coach team, and he's the kind of player that Coach Grant looks for.
I like it. Dakota Welsh is your Clark and Glasgow Law Office player of the game, and again, it could have been a number of people tonight. Nick Kelly had a fantastic game, and what was the rebound total for Jordan Sheed again?
He had 17.
Woo-hoo, that's a good total.
And that's, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know if he, that's the minimum he may have. He may have had a couple more than that.
That's you do better stats when it comes to rebounds and not that stuff than I do. I have enough problems with points and fouls, so. Mitch, I had a good time working with you tonight. We're going to work together throughout this season here on Prairie Radio Sports Network. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's nice to be back. Definitely nice to get on the air. Although I love board hopping, it's nice to be out calling some games and be on the air with you again.
We'll get you in this play-by-play seat here before long, then I can go home and board hop for you guys.
I'm sure you'd like that. A little less travel doing that.
All right, that's going to do it. I'm Sean Temple filling in for Jeff Thompson. He'll be back on the air on Friday night, I believe, as the Titans will head to Camp Point Central. So Jeff Thompson will be back on the air on Friday in his normal play-by-play seat. I'm Sean Temple for Mitch McVay and also Julie Richardson producing the broadcast tonight. Your final score, Monmouth Roseville 54, Mercer County 40 until Friday night. Thanks for tuning in.